Hello, everyone. We are delighted to welcome you this morning for this conference press for the presentation of the annual results of the AXA Group. You probably saw that this morning we published our press release. Thomas Buberl, CEO of the group, Guillaume Borie, strategy, finance, underwriting and risk and groups technology, Almand Nainel, CFO, and Mathieu Godart, AXA France CEO, will deep dive into these figures, into this performance after the presentation. You can obviously ask your questions, and then the press conference will be followed by lunch with Thomas Buberl and all members of the management committee with whom you can dialogue. I will now turn it over to the AXA Group's CEO, Thomas Buberl. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the press conference presenting the AXA Group's 2025 annual earnings. Before we begin this presentation, I would like to come back to the latest weather-related events that took place in our territory in recent days. Tens of thousands of homes have been impacted by the natural catastrophes, and our thoughts, of course, are with all these victims. From the very start of the severe weather, our AXA teams were fully mobilized, involved both on the ground and remotely, and certainly to support our policyholders at every step in this difficult situation. As regards claims, processing, administrative procedures, emergency relocation, and obviously advance payments of compensation. It is, of course, our duty as an insurer to help, especially during a crisis, and certainly a crisis that have been lasting for several weeks. But we also know, unfortunately, that these types of events are becoming increasingly frequent. And following along those lines, we must collectively change our approach in terms of settlement of claims towards a prevention and systematic adjustment of our territories. I would dream that all stakeholders, especially public authorities, rapidly be in partnership with private players to rapidly improve our country's adjustment and resilience that is necessary of our country to climate risks. AXA, from the very start, was a major active player in regard to climate transition, and today we're continuing on this path, confirming our trajectory and our commitment, because this is the condition for effectiveness over the long term. This is a battle which is essential for us because it is structural, and we cannot relate it to temporary situations. Of course, after the presentations, we can exchange and interact about all your questions. We will now deep dive into the detail of the 2025 performance. I have with me Guillaume Borie, Almand de Mainel, and Mathieu Godart, who will present their part when it comes to the annual 2025 business. Following these presentations, certainly we will answer your questions from the audience and from journalists joining remotely. Starting with results as a whole, we can see that 2025 turned out to be a historic year for AXA. Why historic? Well, because we achieved record performances across all our business lines in all our markets. Our premium reached 116 billion euros, which represents a 6% uplift versus 2024. This demonstrates, obviously, the strength of our sales momentum, the quality of our offerings, and above all, the relevance of our strategy, which is, as a matter of fact, first and foremostly based on organic growth. Such growth is also profitable. You can see that the 6% at the top are repeated at the bottom. Now the underlying earnings in net terms is increasing to 8.4 billion euros. If you exclude AXA IM, which we sold in the middle of 2025, such increase is even at 9%. And this reflects, by the way, the technical excellence year after year. Underlying earnings per share are increasing by 8%. And if you recall in our plan in which we find ourselves, the target range was between 6 and 8%. In other words, we are at the high end of the target range. I would also like to highlight that the net income is up by 26% and is amounting to 9.8 billion euros in 2025. Of course, we benefited from the capital gains through the sale of AXA IM. In a situation, in a geopolitical economic situation, which is not steady, it is absolutely essential to have a very solid balance sheet. And if you see that our solvency ratio, which is the ultimate expression of the balance sheet solidity, has increased by 9% at 224%, well, today we are in a situation that is extremely comfortable, where we can overcome all these uncertainties that surround us without being affected very much. Now, the board of directors of AXA, following these very good results, is proposing to AXA shareholders a dividend of €2.32 per share, representing an uplift of 8%. The board as well has approved a new share buyback program for a maximum amount of 1.25 billion euros. We are convinced that in 2026, which represents the final year of our strategic plan, the current one, we will achieve our goals with an increase in the underlying earnings per share that will be at the high end of our target range, as I said, between 6 and 8%. These results are the fruit of a huge commitment from our employees, our agents, our partners, and I would like to thank them very warmly, our employees, I mean, our agents and our partners, but in particular, all our clients to whom we owe this excellent performance. I will now would like to deep dive into these numbers. As I told you, all our business lines have contributed to our beautiful performance in 2025, whether it's in terms of premium rise or the underlying earnings. Such earnings reflect our very good strategic choices, but also the very good execution of our plan. All our indicators are green, and all the engines are running high. The excellence of our teams, the satisfaction of our clients, our expense control, and our technological transformation. Guillaume, Alban, as well as Mathieu will now deep dive into further numbers in a few minutes regarding these numbers again. Now, looking at our business model, today it is very well balanced and diversified. This allows us to be relevant, but also competitive when it comes to demand for protection and innovative products through long-term developments. risks related to the development of new technologies such as autonomous vehicles, cybersecurity, data centers, energy transition, are spawning new needs, but at the same time for personal lines and for retailers and corporations. Secondly, we see that demographic changes with the aging of the population around the globe is leading to reinforced demand for retirement savings products or health-related insurance products. Lastly, insurance needs for individuals or families with low income also are a major demand, which we have started to address. AXA is very well positioned to meet such needs, thanks to the qualities which are, as I said, the result of our group's transformation in the past decade. What is it exactly? It is the power and the diversity of our distribution networks when it comes to our agents and our direct franchises, or again, the partnerships we have with intermediaries. Also, the strong technical and operational excellence, especially with AXA XL, regarding new risks that companies are facing. But also, it is due to the size, which allows very strong diversification and also moving better to scale in the field of technological innovation, for example. And lastly, and this for us is the major factor, it is a trusted brand. It is an significant improvement of customer satisfaction for several years now. One of our major qualities is also our entrepreneurial DNA. Since the very beginning, which prompts us to innovate, to service our clients, and grab opportunities coming from new technologies. I would like to share with you two examples. The first one is the acquisition of Prima in Italy. Prima, a tech insurer which we acquired in 2025, is strengthening our distribution capabilities in Italy, but more broadly in Europe. This acquisition provides us with the latest generation technological platform designed for direct distribution and via digital channels, which we can gradually roll out and mutualize for the benefit of the various entities of the group. Prima supplements, therefore, our historic network of agents, brokers, and banking partners with a direct insurance offering, which allows us to broaden our customer base, in particular when it comes to the younger generation and customers who have low income. Second example now is our strategy when it comes to artificial intelligence. We are convinced that it will transform the insurance business for the benefit of our customers and will allow us to capture new opportunities. Our employees today are highly involved in the use related to AI in our business. A recent internal barometer, an internal one, shows that 70% of our people are optimistic when it comes to the future benefits coming from AI. As you can see on the slide, thanks to AI, we are moving forward the major levers of insurance for better risk pricing, better service quality, and better customer experience, speeding up of technological developments for our coders. To bring on board our people And this is the most important with AI. It's not a technological challenge. We are investing very strongly in our employees' training. It is our duty because we do know that our success depends on them embracing our strategy and using these new tools and the trust in these new tools. Access performance is being carried out for the benefit of all these partners and the stakeholders. And from the very beginning, it was one of the fundamental priorities that we had. I have in mind, in particular, our clients to whom we have paid out last year nearly €50 billion in compensation. I have in mind, of course, our employees to whom we have paid €7.2 billion in wages and bonuses. They are the key to the success of the group. Also, we are a major investor. €40 billion each year we invest into the economy. And last year, we paid nearly €13 billion in taxes of all sorts and social charges, of which 36.7% in France. Likewise, we launched the AXA Fund for Human Progress. It comes with €60 million per year, and this allows us to sustain projects that have an impact through the four major pillars for us, which is heritage, nature, science, and inclusion. We have also confirmed our commitments towards climate transition by topping our investment goal. Lastly, we've also rewarded our shareholders who are essential for the financial stability of AXA, especially our first shareholder, who are the AXA Mutuel. Our shareholders are also our employees. Over 36% of them are shareholders. Now, looking forward now to the coming year, our priorities are straightforward. Execute our current plan and at the same time prepare the future success of AXA. This future is based on four pillars. First of all, turn AI into a major lever, not only in terms of efficiency, but also for better customer experience. Then, turn AXA into more efficient to show agility in an environment which is constantly on the move. Thirdly, we want to allocate even more our capital towards growth opportunities that create the highest level of value. And lastly, we want to shore up and strengthen our resilience even further thanks to good diversification and to a solid balance sheet. I will thank you very much, and I will now turn it over to Guillaume Borie, who will now deep dive into the details of our lines of business. Thank you.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous.
Hello, everyone. I'm delighted to be with you this morning and for the first time in my new role to review the very high quality performance, as mentioned by Thomas Buberl, will business being fired by all its engines, as you can see on this page, business performing very strongly, underpinned by a very fine performance from all of our markets and from all of our geographies. We are especially satisfied with the performance posted by AXA XL. You may know that the market today in commercial lines for large risks is a market which has become more competitive, and in such a competitive positive environment, AXA XL has posted a very fine fiscal 25 with revenue up, driven by growth in market share in the most profitable business activities and the most promising business lines across the world. Remember that AXA XL has a presence the world over to serve and support all of its clients. And its operating cycles are different from one region to the next and from one business line to the next. So the discipline for AXA XL is to tap into the most promising regions in the world. And this is demonstrated by underlying earnings strongly up, and very strong business momentum can be seen across all of our areas, with strong growth in premiums, both in France, in Europe, and in our markets in Asia, Africa, and the other emerging markets. I will also want to emphasize that we posted great profitability levels and underlying results in Europe, covering 8 countries with operations which are performing extremely well. So in 2025, we have supported the organic growth track of the group while delivering results which have increased across all our business lines and across all of our geographies. Now, digging deeper into each and every business line, starting with P&C. For the property and casualty business, as Thomas Buberl mentioned, we are posting an excellent year, very close to the perfect copy, if I may say, as we've been improving all of our P&C indicator. The loss ratio down, expense ratio down, with operating efficiencies being achieved across all our operations, investment income up, with release over prior year better. So all in all, underlying earnings growing by 9%, and which have been driven by improved business across the boards, as well as the intrinsic trends fueling our business operations. Now, how have we generated this performance in fiscal 2025? Well, on the back of very strong execution discipline by all of the teams, on the back of their ability to adapt their organic growth strategy to the reality of each region. In property and casualty business, we have three business activities of the same size, the retail business, mainly in France and Europe, the mid-market and small and medium-sized companies, and our large risk and reinsurance business covered by AXA XL. These three business areas follow different trends, and we have to adapt our momentum depending on the reality of the markets. For retail and mid-market and SME insurance business in 2025, we were able to keep improving our margins, which operate at a historic level, while growing the market share across all of our geographies. This strategy to grow our market share was especially accelerated in the retail lines, where our net contribution reached 1.7 million new contracts over the year, which is a historic high. For the large and specialty risks under AXA XL, as I mentioned, we are focusing on profitable growth in those business lines and in those geographies where we believe we can still gain ground while making sure that our margins are stable and AXA XL's margins remain stable in the insurance business in fiscal 2025 in a more competitive market. Now, as you can see, this is the strength of our diversified model, especially with AXA XL, where, as Thomas Buberl mentioned, we've been benefiting from significant growth opportunities in new types of business, energy transition insurance, cyber insurance, with our capacity to support large technology developments, including the setting up of new data centers and large infrastructure projects. Across all these business operations, there is a profitable growth path, which is reflected in the very fine performance we posted in fiscal 25. So very fine performance, as I said, very close to the perfect copy in PNC. Having said that, we do not want to be overly complacent, and we're convinced that we can go even further and higher in the next few years by focusing on a few key priorities. Among those, I will mention two, which are of especially great importance for us. In retail insurance and in commercial insurance, we want to improve the retention of our clients. This will involve increased investments in customer experience, in improving pricing strategies as well, in order to retain our best customers while accelerating the number of contracts and products they get from us. The second key priority will be that we'll continue to massively invest into technology and artificial intelligence to keep improving our technical excellence. Now, the first area where we can generate new gains and efficiencies on the back of technology and AI will be in improving the sophistication of our pricing mechanisms, in better managing our claims, and this is true for all of our property and casualty business operations. This will enable us in the next few years to keep expanding and growing in this business area with very attractive margins among the best in the industry, the goal being to gain market share across all of our geographies. Now, moving on to life, health, and savings insurance. The momentum here as well has been very positive. And in this business, you know that we have accelerated the renewal and revamping of our offerings in the last few years to reposition ourselves on a growth market share gain path. We have three segments which account for one third of the business. We have protection, we have health, and we have savings. In each of these segments, we are determined to gain more market share. How will we be doing this? On the back of the efficiency, effectiveness, and competitiveness of our offerings. Now, effectiveness, efficiency, and competitiveness of our offerings in health and protection will involve us innovating more in these offerings to better support and service our clients in their health needs. In several countries, we acquired health centers. We developed services to support and accompany patients. This was the case in Mexico. This was the case in Ireland. And we'll keep doing this because we're convinced that this will be a factor for differentiation to tap into profitable growth. In the context of this strategy, we are capable of both offering better client experience, better standards of service, while better controlling the costs connected with claims management and the services we are offering our clients. Now, in the field of protection, we keep accelerating the pace with very strong sales momentum, especially in Japan, in Switzerland, in fiscal 2025. And this was driven by our ability to offer solutions which combine with savings products and services. And talking about savings, our goal is very bold and high to go back on a conquering mood with an increase of net inflows across all geographies, including France, with net inflows posting very attractive margins because we've revamped our offerings, making them more cost-effective, more competitive, more innovative, targeting all of our client segments. In such a context, the disposal of AXA IM was a new milestone and a new step towards this achievement. Well, number one, this disposal makes it possible to enter into strategic partnership with a more significant operator. We now benefit from economies of scale, making our offerings more competitive. And this party, BNP Paribas Asset Manager, is now capable of offering even more comprehensive solutions, especially on ETFs and on the side of equities. Also, this change in our business model makes it possible to purely focus on our insurance business and in savings and pension products and services. Our customers expect that we provide comprehensive solutions and services, which also cover insurance-related risks connected with the aging of populations. So in more and more countries, this is what we've been doing by combining our savings and pension products with protection products, with health products and services. We've been starting to do that in several countries, and this combination of offerings is compounded by our ability to offer investment solutions across all types of asset managers in an open architecture. And here again, this will be a factor for growth and expansion in the future, which will make it possible for us to tap into the very numerous growth opportunities which we may benefit from in those markets, health, protection, savings and pension products, which Thomas mentioned earlier. So in a nutshell, in life and health, business operations, we've been expanding, growing our revenues. All engines are firing strongly across all geographies, and underlying earnings significantly up 7%. So the combination of the growth of underlying earnings of the P&C and life and savings have made it possible to post underlying earnings of core insurance operations growing by 9%. So extremely strong growth to reach a historic high. So you can see that the engines are firing strongly, making us in a position where we generate extremely attractive margins, which makes it possible for us to look into the future with great confidence and to look into organic growth. The group, as it is positioned today, enables us to go for, in each of our market, in each of our business lines, to go for organic growth by controlling what is within our control, what we may and can control. Added to this, we have a historic opportunity, which is to use and utilize artificial intelligence solutions to generate extra performance in a group which is already extremely efficient. This is what you have on the next page. Very strong opportunity to pioneer the way in the insurance industry on how to utilize artificial intelligence solutions. Now, truly, in the last few weeks, we've heard that for incumbent operators like the insurance companies, AI is seen as a challenge. But for us, with Thomas and the group, we see AI more as an opportunity, as a unique opportunity to rethink the way we interoperate with our customers. And we believe we have unique assets to successfully pull off this major change and transformation. The first asset is the robustness and quality of our distribution channels, which will remain a key pillar for us, and which now, on the back of AI, will have the opportunity to be more efficient, more productive, and to focus more on what they do best, i.e., being on the front line with their customers. And we have a great example of that in France with the deployment of a chatbot, which is being used daily by all of our agents in France. It's called Smart in AXA, and our Tide agents and their teams can better support and service their clients when they come to them for advice on an insurance-related product. The second competitive advantage we have to successfully pull off this change is our scaling up momentum. We have pockets deep enough to massively invest to use agentic AI to scale it up across the group and to generate concrete efficiencies. Let me just share one number. 3.5 billion documents today. 3.5 billion documents reside on our servers in AXA, which offer as many data points we can use to better control our pricing, our claim management, the client experience, so that we don't ask our clients four times the same type of information, making us more efficient, more excellent. And to win this technology battle, we have a very attractive brand. And this is key, of course, because in this transformational change, our capacity to attract the best talent will be a critical success factor. In the last few months, we've recruited more than 900 data scientists as well as data engineers, and today they are working across the world to improve our data models and to develop AI solutions, services and applications, which are gradually being used by all of our experts. So to succeed in AI, the first thing you need is fundamental technical and technological knowledge and skills. Machines don't learn by themselves. We have thousands of experts who are specialists in their field who know all the ins and outs, and the rules we apply day in, day out are a key asset to move faster and to pioneer the way in this transformational change. So excellence, outstanding performance for a record year for AXA, a positioning towards organic growth thanks to record level margins and a capacity to tap into the revolution of AI. These are as many factors which give us a great level of confidence and trust in the future. I will now turn over to our CFO, Alban de Mailly-Nesle.
Hello, everyone. I will share with you a few specifics regarding our figures, starting with the P&C business. As you understood, all our everything is green. It's starting with our P&C revenue that grew by 5%, 4% on commercial lines and 7% on personal lines, which reflects actually what Guillaume said previously about the fact that we gained 1.7 million of new contracts. We are very satisfied of this very dynamic commercial growth. When we look now at our margins, combined ratio hits a record level of 90.6%. It is partly due to the fact that 2025 turned out to be less heavy in terms of nat cats than on the long-term average. It's not true in France, where last year we were hit by a number of events, especially in hailstorms. But on the whole, when you look our geographies, the year was a bit better than the average. But that's a small part of the improvement of our margins. They improved really across all our businesses, thanks to efforts in terms of pricing, underwritings, and how we manage claims and our own costs. So our margin improved by 1 point in personal lines and 1 point on commercial lines, excluding XL and with XL. And as Guillaume said, where competition has been keener, they remained steady, which is a very good result. And in addition to these technical margins, come along investment, financial income, which are strongly higher. Well, they include more risk. We don't need to take more risks to have these additional investment revenues. Our balance sheet is becoming bigger with the growth of our businesses. And so we have a number of obligations which are coming to maturity and had been underwritten several years back when rates were extremely low, and which are replaced now by bonds with higher interest rates. So there's a mechanics here about improvement of our investments. And so overall, when you add higher premiums, higher margins, cost ratio lower, and investment revenue growth is at 9% of our P&C earnings. Now, moving to life and health business, very good momentum again. I'm not coming back to the fact that we had excellent inflows of 5.4 billion, exceeding 1 billion in 2024. So we can see the commercial momentum in which we are headed. But beyond this, our margins also improved as well in that sector. First of all, in terms of protection and health, our margins improved by 20 basis points. But this, whilst we faced an event that was unexpected, that is in Mexico, the Mexican government decided that VAT on claims would no longer be recoverable, which cost us 0.1 billion and 70 basis points of margin it cost us. So in health, otherwise, in life, otherwise, would have increased by 90 basis points. And so in 2026, we'll try to correct that Mexican issue. but in savings as well, we have better margins simply because we had higher volumes, especially thanks to inflows, but also because there's a revaluation of our assets, especially to related to shares, related unit linked accounts, and so there are margins that also are higher. Therefore, we have a 6% growth in savings, whilst they are 15%, where growth is 15% in health and protection. So there again, a very good result on the whole in health and life, growing by 7% our earnings. Now looking at the whole across the group, next slide. So 9% in P&C, 7% in life and health. And by the way, we sold mid of the year AXA IM, so we lost about half of the earnings compared to 2024. And our holding cost remained stable. So growth of our underlying earnings overall at 6%. And as Guillaume said, if we take aside AXA IM, we would have had the growth of 9% of our underlying earnings. Add to this elements that we put into our net income, especially capital gain that we made on the sale of AXA IM, and then the net total income is 9.8 billion, which is up by 26%. And if I go back now to our underlying earnings, and if I look at the underlying earnings per share, it is up by 8%, which is quite at the top end of our range, which is the target one. So an excellent result. Lastly, a few final words about the solvency factor. We looked at our commercial momentum, our ability to improve our margin, but what is important is our financial solidity, because it is important for the our long-term efficiency and the trust coming from our clients. So the solvency ratio increased by 8 points over the year, moving from 2016 to 2024%, 224% above all generation organic capital to which we are accustomed. You also know that when Solvency II came into force about 10 years ago, there was the grandfathering clause, that is the subordinated debt we had at the time were deemed still valid for 10 years, so until the 1st of January 2026, date at which they are no longer part in to the calculation of solvency. That's why in the 1st of January 2026, what remains of subordinated debt from that time past falls away and comes and costs us 10 solvency level. So we're still at 215%, which is a lovely, a very robust balance sheet. You also know that Europe has looked into solvency to see once again 10 years after its implementation if there were things to be that needed to be corrected. They found generally that probably there was too much prudence in calibrating solvency too. So when we compute our solvency ratio with what will come into force next year in 2027, that is, we will be regaining 17 points all solvency on the first of the quarter of 2027. So on an equal basis, on a like-for-like basis, we will be at 232% solvency on a pro forma basis. So very solid. So I wanted to end this with this. So very good commercial momentum and also beautiful robustness of our balance sheet. I will now turn it over to Matthew, who will speak about France.
Hello, everyone. Well, I'm delighted to see you again this morning to share an excellent fiscal 2025 for AXA in France, a year which is the second year of our Unlock the Future plan. We heard a lot the word engines in this presentation, and AXA France is one of the essential engines of the group. So, and I'm delighted to share with you what makes us unique in our market at AXA France. Now, in 2025, we've consolidated our leadership position, i.e. a robust leader, diversified leader, a leader which is capable of meeting all the needs of French citizens and French businesses, be it in health and protection areas, be it in property and casualty, and in the savings and retirement areas. Very well balanced profile, as you can see on this slide, very well balanced across the various business lines. So in that year, 2025, which was a dense, uncertain year with some degree of concerns for our clients, we've kept servicing, supporting our clients very strongly so, be it in the savings and retirement field to help them prepare for their retirement with additional income. And we saw the appetite of French people with higher saving levels this year, also to operate as their health related partners with our protection and prevention offers, and also showing our ability to help them through a number of natural catastrophes. And we'd like to take this opportunity to extend my support and warm thoughts to the victims of the Niels storm in France, as well as thank all our teams and tied agents who have been working with the victims right from the beginning. Now, this leadership position is anchored into a relationship of trust across France, which was established in the last 40 years. And today, more than 8 million clients are trusting us, more than one household out of five, with business leaders entrusting us with the need to protect their properties with the property and casualty coverage, and as well with the employee benefits. So every day there are some 33,000 of us to support the agents, brokers, supporting our clients, working with them throughout their life projects, and also being present with them in tough times. Also, I wanted to conclude this slide by emphasizing one point, i.e. our tangible role in contributing to the French economy. We've been investing 10 billion euros in the real world French economy, especially to support infrastructure projects, real estate projects, and supporting business and corporate projects, also by engaging at the very local level with trade professionals, and also by paying out more than 40 million euros per day to meet customer claims. So very close to our customers, very present in our region. So fiscal 25 was an excellent year, as I said in my introductory remarks, with excellent performance being posted. So revenues up by 6% to 31 billion euros. P&C business expanding up 7% year on year. And health and protection business up 4% year on year, with savings and pensions business growing 7%. Now, revenues are at their highest level for the last 10 years. Now, underlying earnings reached 2.2 billion euros at its highest level, and this performance is driven by all of our business lines. So we owe this growth to our network of tied agents, which is present everywhere in our regions, and we've been investing massively into this distribution channel, with more than 400 new distributors, strengthening our current teams. We've invested into the training and development of these distributors and agents by giving them new skills, new training with new modern tools, as Guillaume said earlier, so that they can better serve and service our clients every day, including thanks to AI solutions. All this has been operating well and has been posting extremely positive growth momentum. More than 500,000 new contracts have been signed in the course of 2025. More than 250,000 new clients have been signing with us, and AUMs grew by 3 billion euros in individual savings. So very strong performance to shore up our leadership position. Now, above and beyond this fine performance, I want to review our commitments, which is a very important area. Number one, on the customer front, and then we'll be talking about climate and prevention. Now, on the customer front, fiscal 25 was an opportunity for us to meet a number of these tangible challenges our societies are confronted with. Let me start with marital domestic violence. More than 5 million policyholders today can benefit from legal protection and assistance, as well as emergency rehousing, so that they place themselves in safety. This initiative is significant and stands us out. We are extremely proud of this initiative that we have conducted jointly with a number of community organizations, and I want to pay tribute to their work and hail them. We also keep meeting the challenges of inclusion, the goal being that each and everyone may have access to insurance services. Today, 1.8 million clients, low-income clients, have insurance coverage via AXA France and via our direct business. And we keep adapting our products and services so that we can serve these customers even better. I also want to emphasize on our preventative efforts. As Thomas said in his introductory remarks, especially on the climate front, we've been supporting more than 300 city councils, which have been required by law to draw up so-called municipal safeguard plans with respect to climate requirements, because city and town councillors sometimes are at a loss to meet these technical requirements, and we're happy to help them doing so in the field of prevention. Also, I want to speak about prevention in the field of health with an initiative that we have just launched, which consists in partially reimbursing the so-called genomic tests. Now, what are they about, genomic tests? Well, genomic tests make it possible for women with breast cancer to test the relevance of chemotherapy to make sure what would be the most appropriate chemotherapy for them, and possibly sometimes to avoid chemotherapy, which may be traumatic. So we come in support to support this new scientific progress through this initiative. Now, these commitments have made our teams proud, have made our agents and distributors very proud, all those who are operating under the AXA France brand, that it is our DNA to be capable of actively contributing to societies, playing a key role in it. Thank you very much, and I will turn over to Thomas for his concluding remarks.
Thank you, Matthew. You will have understood by now AXA achieved a record performance in 2025. We achieved historic results in all our business lines, in every region, and this demonstrates a good commercial momentum and more broadly the relevance of our strategic plan called Unlock the Future. We succeeded in growing our underlying earnings per share by 8% at the top end of our target range, whilst reinforcing our prudence margins in order to prepare the future. In 2026, We will carry on implementing our strategic plan called Unlock the Future. And on the basis of this performance, we are very confident about our ability to reach the highest level of our goal to grow our underlying earnings per share in 2026. We will also lay the foundation of the next plan, which we will be presenting on the 21st of September. Our ambition is to continue to be a champion in our industry, i.e., the preferred insurer of our clients, a company able to attract the best talents whilst creating value for our shareholders and our employees and, of course, for our clients. Thank you. And we'll now move on to your questions.